Hello everyone and welcome to our daily manna. Please open our Bibles in the book of Genesis chapter 1 verses 1 to 2. The word of the Lord says, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters." May the good Lord bless us upon the reading of His word. Genesis means origin or beginning, and the book of Genesis is about beginnings. Genesis not only deals with the origin agreement, but also with the ultimate questions of our lives. Where does our universe and galaxy come from? Why are we here? Why do we need to die? These are clear questions that humans themselves cannot answer. Historians remember what people could see or experience in the past. Scientists observe observable things now and suggest how things began. But no group can speak to us because everything began, and even if the universe or galaxy as it exists now has any meaning. The only person who can give us meaningful answers to these questions is God Himself. Genesis does not tell us everything we need to know about history. That is beyond God's purpose in giving us the book. Genesis focuses on God's actions as it focuses on His plan to rescue people from sin. This Genesis book explains God's perfect plan for humans and then begins to mark the responsibility for sin. The salvation plan through a descendant of a chosen family. The origin of the universe is only relevant in that it reveals God's character and determines the original nature of people. The chosen people, the human race, are not unimportant to God, but they are to tell the story of redemption until Christ finally receives salvation through the chosen family. Let's pray. We thank and praise You, Sovereign God. You are our Father, who has brought us into love, the Son, who has recreated and rescued us from sin, and the Holy Spirit, who is the power of inspiration and enables us. Our desire, O God, is to live with one another and reflect harmony and grace with one another that we can find in Your nature. We trust in You to instill this aspect of Your character within us. Guide us and fill Your message into our hearts, Lord. Bless those who hear this program or read this. May they be blessed in Your name. May they continue to learn Your teaching about the Word and apply it fully in their lives. All glory, all honor, and all praise be to You alone. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us come to know more about God as we read the book of Genesis. Not only is He all-powerful and all-knowing, but He is also sacred and just. He is kind and merciful. Through the repeated cycle of sin, judgment, and restoration, we can see how patient God is with people, and that can give us great encouragement and courage. Let us know that He will always continue this good work until it is completely finished when Jesus Christ comes again. God bless everyone, and shalom.